I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is a guy who's been on the program before. He's now with Trucker Path. Charles Myers joins us. Charles, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Listen, for those who don't know, let's talk about Trucker Path. Give us a brief background.
Well, Trucker Path was started in 2013 by Ivan Savaev. And Ivan just had an idea. He was working in the industry, and he felt like there was a problem with the guys out on the road trying to find places that they wanted to go to,
right,
or needed to go to.
Right.
And so he developed this app.
Yeah, and this is resource locator app. Describe it for us. How does it work?
Okay, I like to call it a navigational aid because it really doesn't help you get from point A to point B. But what it does is if you put your trip in, and you can show your origin to destination, then you can see all of the locations that would be of interest to a trucker. For an example, truck stops, weigh stations, rest areas, even Walmarts and hotels. So
right.
It gives you a really good idea of what's there.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about the app is that if you see a location that you're interested in, you just touch it with your finger. You touch the pin that's on the navigational aid, and it'll bring up the address, and then if you touch it again, it gives you all the relevant information about that particular truck stop or way station.
Yeah. Seems to be catching on pretty well. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I think there are two things. We actually pay a couple of companies to get the word out and to drive downloads, but I've found with my experience in this industry is that things tend to become viral if you have a good product. And so I think that it's kind of a mix of forcing the downloads through some sort of a program. But I believe it's caught on very well in the industry. And so guys talk, and it's driven a lot of downloads of the
Right, right. What about those companies that actually are the points of interest here, the truck stops, the hotels, restaurants? You get any feedback from those folks?
A lot of good feedback.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, we get a lot of calls wanting to be pins on the app.
Right.
We've got the major truck stop chains on there. We have a lot of independent truck stop chains, and the independent truck stop chains basically come from the fact that they see the pins of the big guys on there, and they want to be part of the thing too.
Sure.
And
right.
We've gotten a lot of calls from hotels, places that were. There's a lot of parking for the truckers, and they can spend the night and things like that, and they cater to the trucking industry. So we do get a lot of calls, and we try to get as many of those guys that we feel need to be on there onto the app.
Right. What kind of feedback are you getting from the end user, from the drivers?
Really positive. Being here at GATS and actually seeing and talking to the guys that are out there using the app almost to the person, we've gotten very positive feedback. It's very popular, and it's very functional, which is really the key to the whole thing.
Right, right. Another new app that you folks have is Truckload. Tell us about it.
Truckloads is in the works, and basically what it is a load board.
Right.
And the really cool thing about the Truckloads app is going to be the fact that you don't have to have a laptop to access it. You can do it right from your phone. You can actually go in and set your profile information so that as you're driving down the road, let's say for an example, and you deliver in Dallas, you can just look at your phone and all the loads that are available in the Dallas area will be right there available to you. You don't have to do a lot of setting lanes or anything like that. It's just going to be there available to you. Just click into them And if you want to call somebody on the load, you just touch the phone number and it'll dial it for you.
Right. You say it's in the works. Or do you have any drivers that are testing it for you?
We do. It's in limited beta right now.
Yeah. What kind of feedback are you getting from them?
Very positive. We've got right now we're catering to the broker population, and we're posting somewhere around 30,000 loads, which is – you know, that's decent, but we want to get it up to where we're posting 100 or more thousand a day. And the feedback that we're getting, though, from the truckers and the brokers is very positive. They like the app. They like the fact that it's right there in the palm of their hand, and they're
right.
Able to look at loads from a range of offerers, not
right.
Just one particular broker, for example.
Right. Drivers these days with apps, and especially if it's navigation or navigation assistance, as you call it in this case, they look for these updates quite often. What should they expect in terms of the how often you guys update your apps and the points of interest?
Okay, on the navigational side, normally static points like Walmarts and hotels and things like that, those are updated just very infrequently because
they don't move.
No, they don't move.
Right.
On the truck stops, we actually get that data daily because we update the fuel prices, and we get it through a couple of ways. We do screen scrapes, and I don't know if you know what that is, but we just go in and take a picture of what's on the screen and then pull from that relevant position on the screen and then put the data in the file. And we also get data files that come across. And so, like I said, things like truck stops where the information changes daily, we do get that on a regular basis, and it should be up to date. The other interesting thing about the app is that it's crowdsourced. And so, for an example, parking spaces at rest areas and at truck stops, when a user pulls into a particular truck stop, we're going to send him a little message and ask him how many parking spaces are available. So what happens is that the users of the site or of the app actually keep the information updated. So it's very relevant and it's very fresh when it comes in. So those are the ways that we keep the app up to date. And so far it's been a very good tool.
Yeah, real simple. How do the drivers get the apps?
Go to your app store and download it. It's that simple. For example, I have an Android. I just go to the app store and type in Trucker Path, and it'll find it for you, and it takes just a matter of minutes to download the thing.
Right. When can we expect the Truckloads app to be fully available, and are there other apps behind that?
Yes. The Truckloads app, like I said, is in limited beta right now. We hope to have it in full beta by the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the year, it should be fully fielded and ready for use. And so that's one of them. We have behind that a marketplace, and the marketplace is going to be more Uber-like.
Right, right.
Which means that it's going to be like a bridge between the broker and the carrier. And so a lot of the things that you do by phone, for an example, calling about a load, if you're a carrier and you're in that broker's trusted network,
mm-hmm.
you could actually tender the load to yourself.
Wow.
And when the broker sees that, he just approves it, and then the documents start flowing. You can actually set your phone up to do tracking of the load, do check calls. You'll be able to, once you get to destination, we'll be looking to make sure that the carrier's within the geo fence of that particular destination.
Right.
And then you deliver load. Say it's delivered. Take a picture of the GBL or the BL.
Right.
And send it back to the broker.
Yeah.
And then payment will flow. So it's going to automate a lot of that process and make it very easy for both the broker and the carrier.
Right. Before we let you go, any special anecdotes you'd like to share with drivers or anyone listening?
Yeah, we had several people request that we put casinos as pins on the site.
Right.
And we're still rolling the dice on that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's interesting what I guess the request that you would get in terms of points of interest. That's very interesting.
Yeah, but we get lots of emails and lots of calls every day.
That's great. That's great. This really is the future of the industry. I mean, it has to be as detailed as what you guys are doing, and that has to be a tremendous amount of work, data input, and keeping up with that kind of demand.
Well, you know, I've seen the whole spectrum, Eric. You know,
right.
I started off years ago, and everything was done on paper and by phone, and we moved to big PCs and then laptops and notebooks.
Right.
And now basically we've got the thing in the palm of our hand. And I can see a guy jumping in his truck and with all the government mandates on electronic logs and speedometers and all that kind of thing, everything being linked to your phone.
Right.
And so once you jump in there, you've basically got a dashboard of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And as you're going down the road, if you have to keep up with that information, it's going to come through your phone and go right into your to your server and store all of that information so you can call it up at any time. But I think it is the future. The thing I'm wondering is what's next after this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great question, because I go back, you know, nearly 20 years hosting this show, and I remember back then hardly anyone in a truck wanted a cell phone, much less had one. And then it became necessary, and then it became smartphones, and we were reluctant to take that on. And now the overwhelming majority of drivers have those smartphones out there and are using them for business. I mean, they realized how convenient it is for you and how it allows you to keep up with your business anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, just when Ivan started this thing, the statistics were about 30% of the drivers had smartphones.
Yeah.
Then it went to 80%.
Yeah.
Now it's somewhere over 90% of all the drivers have smartphones, which is just incredible.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great. Great to have you on again, Charles Myers with Trucker Path. Go download the app right now, drivers. We appreciate it, Charles. We'll talk to you again soon.